Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Mem Vav Menachos 46. And today's Daf Yomi on Mem Vav Mem Beis, the Gemara cites a Mishnah from Shkolim chapter 1, which it had already cited back in our own Gemara of Menachos on 21b. And our Mishnah discusses a dispute between different opinions. So it comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says that Ben Buchri testified in Yavne, Kol Kohen Sheshokel Eino Chote, any Kohen who brings a half shekel coin is not sinning. Meaning to say that even though, according to Ben Buchri, the Kohanim themselves were exempt from having to give a half shekel, because it states in Truma about the Machatzis HaShekel in Exodus 30, verse 13, this is what you should give. Zeyutnu kol over al pekudim. Whoever is over al pekudim should give a Machatzis HaShekel, but Shekel Kodesh, whoever is counted. And since the tribe of Levi was not counted, therefore the Kohanim did not give a half shekel. And so therefore, since their Shkolim are theoretically, they're not supposed to give them, so therefore they are Chulin, they are not sacred. And since from these Shkolim, from these coins, the communal offerings are brought, they can't give a shekel because it's bringing non-sacred things into the courtyard. Nevertheless, Ben Buchri testified in Yavne that they're not sinning because the Kohanim are giving their shkolim as a gift to the community. And that's how the Gemara explained it on 21b. So comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Yavne and he says, no, you have it the opposite. Whoa. Ki ela kol kohen she'enu shokel chote. No, the law is just the opposite, that any kohen who does not give a coin, a machatzit shekel, is actually sinning, meaning to say that the Kohanim are obviously also obligated in the machatzit shekel. And the basis for this is that, how do we know the Kohanim are also obligated in machatzit shekel? Because it states in that verse in Exodus 30, verse 13, Zeh yitnu kol over al pekudim, and the Zeh, the word Zeh, the numerical value of it, the gematria of it, is 12. And this tells us that all 12 of the tribes must give a machatzis shekel. That's how the Yerushalmi interprets it in Shekolim chapter 1. And from the fact that it states kol over al pekudim, that Ben Buchri had learned that Kohanim, since they weren't counted, the tribe of Levi was counted, they are not obligated to give the half a shekel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai interpreted to mean to say, doesn't mean to exclude the tribe of Levi, but it means to say kol hover, whoever crossed over the Yamsuf. And since the Kohanim were part of the splitting of the sea, they were the over, therefore they also have to give the machatzis shekel. So why did the Kohanim think they shouldn't give? Because the Kohanim made a drasha for themselves. Dorsh and Mikra Zel Atzman, they made their own drasha, and they said we know that it says in the verse in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 16, Kol minchas kohen kol yaltiyeh lo tiachel. It says in the verse in Leviticus, every mincha of a kohen should be burnt and should not be eaten. And since since we know that the kohen's offering is not supposed to be eaten, we know that there are certain minchos which are eaten. And since they're also coming from us, for example, the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, and the Lechem Apanim, these offerings, if they're all coming from us, and how are we able to eat it? How can these offerings be eaten if we're participating? Hech Necholim. And so therefore, the Kohanim tried to say that certainly we shouldn't give a machatzis shekel. But comes along the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he says, no, it's not correct, because it says, Kol Hover. And since they were the ones who are participating, and they are the part of the over, therefore they also have to give to the machatzis shekel. So this is basically the mahalach of our Gemara. This is how our Gemara moves along. The Chasam Sofer discusses this because he was asked the question about, since we know that from this interpretation the Kohanim have to give in the machatzis shekel, and we know that there's a fundamental dispute between, basically, between Ben Buchri and between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Ben Buchri is of the opinion that we learn it out. What was his reason why they don't give? Because he says the Kohanim were not counted, and who was worthy to participate in the Machatzis Shekel? Only those above the age of 20, but not somebody specifically who was counted. And so the Kohanim would have also been part of this process. So earlier Rashi on Daf Chaf Aleph from Abayis gives a different reason why Ben Buchri thought that the Kohanim should not think that they should be counted, because the Ben Buchri is of the position that the Kohanim are not counted because the Kohanim weren't part of the people who were counted, they weren't part of the census, and so therefore they don't give the machatzis a shekel. But Rashi says no. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's opinion was no. It's not specifically those who were counted, but it's anybody who's over the age of 20, and so they would have to give the machatzis a shekel. Whereas here Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's position is because kohol ver, whoever crossed over the Yamsuf. And so the Chosam Sofer says that the Rashis are not in contradiction with each other, just giving two different explanations. However, Tosfos on 21b writes that which the Torah says, Al Pekudim, that was with respect to the donations to the sockets, that this donation was not just given, but the Kohanim Levim, who also were not counted, they didn't give this socket. The donation of the sockets was only done by those who were counted. But the Truma of the Karbonos, which is what Machatzis HaShekel also gave to, that was also an obligation of the Kohanim. And so therefore, about that Kohanim, about the donation of the Karbonos, that was whoever crossed over the Yom Suf. And so Tosfos is arguing with Rashi in our approach, because Tosfos is saying that also the Kohanim gave to the Karbonos. So this is relevant to the dispute about who should give Machatzis HaShekel, because the Rama writes today that there's a practice to give a half of a coin that is the coin of that country before Purim, Zecher, Machatzis HaShekel, and the only one who has to count it, according to Rama, is somebody who's over the age of 20. But the Magen Avraham writes that this dispute, this is a machokas of the poskim, that according to the Vajami Bartanua, that indeed until you're 20 years old, you're not chayef to give the Machatzis HaShekel. But Tosfos Yontif writes that even from the age of 13, you're obligated to give him Machatzis HaShekel. Chosam Sofer, so the Chosam Sofer says that this machokas between the Bartanua and the Tosfos Yontif depends upon this machokas between Rashi and Tosfos in our approach. And according to Rashi, you don't have to give prior to the age of 20 because you're still not ready to be counted, whereas according to Tosfos, that even under the age of 20, you're ready to be counted, so even at the age of 13, you're supposed to give. And the custom is, even for people who are fetuses, you're supposed to give the Machatzis HaShekel.